Good morning. It is July 19th, 2020, and welcome to the podcast service of the United Methodist Church of Petaluma. Please join me in the call to worship. Though the days are full of challenge, we know that God is with us. No matter what comes, the power of God's Spirit surrounds and holds us close. For we are a community, a people formed and nourished by God's Spirit. The Spirit is the Spirit of hope. The Spirit is the Spirit of love. This Spirit comes to us and unites us, even though we cannot sit together this morning. So come, let us worship. Come, let us praise the Spirit that formed and feeds us, and let us be the church wherever God may be leading us. Amen. The opening hymn is Bring Forth the Kingdom, number 2190. Call to confession. In a day when truthfulness seems to be a matter of opinion, we are called to say the truth to God as we confess our sins, our mistakes, and our brokenness. Let us in this moment rise up in prayer as we pray truth to our wonderful and saving God.
Let us join together in this prayer of confession. Glorious and wonderful God, God of love and new beginnings, we come before you today to offer truth in prayer. While the powers of this world rage and muddy the waters, we know that this much is true. We know, Holy One, that we do not live fully into the promise of your love. There are moments, even days, Lord, when we succumb to anger. Forgive us, we pray. We know, gracious Sovereign, that we do not pay attention to the poor and destitute, the ones you ask us to care for as sisters and brothers. Forgive us, we pray. We know, generous Master, that we sometimes harden our hearts in fear that we may not have enough while you call us to a deep, generous life, offering all we have for the well-being of others. Forgive us, we pray. And God of community, we know that sometimes we have let the form and structure of church overshadow the real power of authentic Christian community rooted in your forgiveness and your compassion. Forgive us, we pray. We say these things in prayer because we know them to be true, God. And in saying truth, we repent and promise to renew our efforts to be your people, your church, to be your love walking this earth. Hear us, hold us, nudge us and provoke us, we pray, in the blessed name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear these words of assurance. God is ever reaching into our stumbling and our broken ways, calling us to come home to a community of grace and love. The voice of the Holy calls even in this moment to remind us that we are forgiven and a reconciled people, made whole in Christ Jesus. In his name, we are forgiven. Amen.
Nandalesoni na matasagan din dai sa koto mani pagtibu na wasiro sa buwalu mani tikine tini kine tini ka diwa wango na kine rong asalo ko tan may prinsipo ko che kope kalago bata kalago ka kikrana asanduno endo na sana asamo de kina ni sando mo na matin singa asatore endo na batu na sana ko ya katoda meno na kali asakoto sumbu na sana ko ya Asa tanra, kareida, sa andone kambakamba sa tue urubura, asa adho kilo malangi na mwana. Kareida, sa kamba dhake ka kebu sumbu kina kuire na angilu sinikalu. Kareida, sa tue na mwana kuchoba, asa kaya, kuyau kuchoba na kaluia prama na tamamu, kina kaluia isaki, na vanua sa koto kina kauna sile viko kina nomu kawa. Ina nomu kawa, ina wakana ngeli ninuku, ia kona tete me waka ki ra, kawa ki na tuidake, kawa ki na tokalau, kawa ki na deba, ia na kaluanga ta viko, kina nomu kawa, na vio matangali kithanga e burubura. Karaida, kauna tiku wate ke iko, kawa mbule iko, ina nomu ilago lago kithanga. Ona wakalusi iko telanga, kina bunu ungo, ni una senga ni mbiuti iko, Kamia dhava manda viko na kaka usawa wa sakina. Asa yandra mena nona mwode kuchie kope kakaya. Sa tiko waka indi nukuchowe na sana ungu. Ika usawa senga nikila. Asa rere kukoya. Asa kaya. Akene rere waki na tiki nungu. Sa senga nikata ni ungu. Abalinga nikalu. Kina mata mata nikoro. Kila umala ni ungu. Asa soe na mataka kuchie kope. Asa toru na batu. Katau dana nona kali, asa pagkanduri ay minduru, asa libya na wewe kindalana, asa pagkataka, na dahil tigun niya tiki na ako pedeli, abali ni kalu, yan ay dani koro kaya iliu, kulusa.
Let us pray. God of light, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. I'll be reading from Genesis 28, verses 10 through 19. Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran. He came to a certain place and stayed there for the night, because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place. And he dreamed that there was a ladder set up on the earth, the top of it reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And the Lord stood beside him and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. And your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, north and to the south, east and to the west. All families of the earth shall be blessed in you and in your offspring. Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob woke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So Jacob rose early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil on the top of it. He called that place Bethel, but the name of the city was Luz at the first.
Karuni non deleso ni kotomena Roma. Na wasi walu, mene tiki ene rosu buka ba, kina rosu buka lima. Ninde sambula ena nui nui, ena nui nui sambale kina, na kasa angai reidi, sa senga ni nui nui ndina. Nisa nui taka baka daba, na tomata, na kasa angai reida. Iki baka, ende sa nui taka, na ka ende sa senga ni reida. Ende sa basota nga, menda waraka tika. Dingu babaka lo tataka na kalu, na nona bosa, ende ronga darawa ndina. Amen.
I'm reading from Romans 8, verses 24 and 25. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. This ends the reading.
Sisters and brothers, it's a deep privilege to be here with you today and to welcome you as we begin to unpack the words according to Genesis 28, 10 to 19 and Romans 8, 24 to 25. Our particular attention will be brought to Jacob's dream. But first, I just wanted to thank everyone who makes this possible. Thank you so much to Rob and Elizabeth, to Charlotte, and all those who are helping bring technology to you so that we can continue to worship as the body of Christ. So I wanted to ask you this morning, have you ever gone back to a place that you'd visited or perhaps even lived and suddenly seen it through new eyes? I remember some years ago I got invited to return to the church camp I'd attended as a young boy. You know, it's a place that's had a significant amount to do with forming me as a disciple of Christ. Not only did I attend as a youth, but I also came back in the summers as a counselor as I went through college, and as I say, a special place. Though at the time, I didn't really think much about it. To me, it was camp. I liked camp a lot, but it was camp. That's all it was. And then some 30 years later, I went back as a camp director to lead a special event, and it hit me that this was a sacred place. God was truly present in this place through all my youthful shenanigans, and God was present, and I, like Jacob, didn't really know it, didn't really comprehend it. Sure, you know, as the trick of time will be played upon us, everything seemed, well, smaller. They hadn't kept up with ongoing maintenance issues, but in my return, I saw this place through new eyes. I saw this place through the cascading river of my life as it had flowed from the long summer days I spent there, and what I saw was indeed holy. It was like Jacob awakening after his dream and realizing that this place where he'd slept on the ground with a stone for a pillow, that was holy. God was there, and he hadn't noticed it. Has that ever happened to you? Some time ago, I was in the midst of a pretty contentious meeting of church folk over one of those hot-button issues that we all like to fight about so much. You know what I'm saying? Where you could feel the tension in the room. You could almost cut the air with a knife. People were not offering, well, let me just say, their best selves. And then, in the moment, a retired bishop got up and started to speak. He said that he was aware that there were differences of scriptural interpretation in the room. He was aware of a long history of antagonism between both these groups. And he was aware that the spirit in the room was not one of healing and reconciliation. And then he paused. And he said, I'm aware of all that is dividing you right now. Of course I am. But are you aware that you're in a sacred place? Are you aware that God is in the room right now and that God is not witnessing any of us at our best? Friends, that room got very silent. And then one by one, people started confessing the sins of judgment and rancor, of anger and cynical assumptions. And as these confessions unfolded, different people started to ask for forgiveness. Forgive me for insulting you. Oh, forgive me for judging you. Forgive me for forgetting that we are brothers and sisters in Christ. And suddenly, someone turned to the elderly bishop and said, Bishop, we are indeed in a sacred place and we didn't know it. Let's stop what we're doing right now and give praise to God who has called us to this sacred space. And you know, that's what they did. They stopped. They noticed. They let go of their anger and their preciously held opinions, and they saw that place and each other through new eyes. I wonder, are there situations or circumstances where we might need, like Jacob, to welcome a dream that gives us a new point of view, a new perspective? Are we vulnerable in our lives to dreams and visions that God offers us in order to help us see things differently? I wonder, is it possible for us to go to sleep full of anxiety about our world and our lives, and in our sleeping be touched by a new sense of hope, a new vision of reality? I don't know, maybe you won't have the grand kind of dream that Jacob had, but then again, maybe you will, and perhaps even grander. Maybe a powerful vision will overcome you so you can see things, people, reality in a very different way. Maybe you'll awaken from your stone pillow or return to a place or a people, and somehow see God in and around them. You know, I gotta say, to some degree, this pandemic has sort of done that for me. You know, I'm not one of these types who sees the pandemic or history as some action of an angry God. No, that's not my or Methodist theological understanding. But given the nature of technology and travel, friends, a pandemic like this was bound to happen. But I have to say, I have been challenged to see God in this as I watch the news and see the body counts. But then, out of the blue, our bishop asked if I would consider serving Petaluma while in retirement. And like a ton of bricks, it hit me. I got it. You know, I've been the district superintendent, and proudly so, of this church for 7 years. And while loving you and enjoying getting to know you, I never dreamed I would have the privilege of being your pastor. But now, here, I'm seeing this, you, our work together, not through the eyes of a DS, but through the eyes of a pastor, the eyes of your pastor. And friends, I see things differently. I see God in this place with all of us together. I see God in you. I see dreams and visions abounding as we wade through these days together with joy and expectation as we dare and risk and try new things. So what is it, I wonder, that's right in front of us that we're not seeing, though? What about you personally? Are there situations that could benefit in your life from a new perspective? From a new realization that God is in the middle of it all? What holy dance is taking place right under our noses, and we're just not getting it. We're just not noticing. Are we perhaps not seeing the power and potential of this church community? Are we perhaps not seeing the beauty and grace in one another? Are we perhaps not allowing ourselves to be vulnerable to God's ability to transform our relationships with family, spouses, coworker? I wonder, could it be that holy space that God wants us to notice today is that space that makes up our relationships? When Jacob went to sleep that night, he never imagined he would have such a dream. And, you know, the truth is he could have dismissed it as a silly fantasy. Could have shaken it off as a result of too much to eat the night before. But no, he made himself vulnerable to God's touch in his life. And I think, sisters and brothers, that this is our call in this moment. I absolutely believe that God is always at work in each of us, trying to pierce our stubborn pride and our egos. God is always touching us with self-giving love and massaging our conscience. God is constantly pouring out that love, spirit, hope, wonder, and waiting, patiently waiting for us to develop what I can only call a sacred vulnerability to the Holy Presence. Waiting for us to wake up one morning to realize, wherever we are, that this is a holy space. Waking for us, waiting for us, like Jacob, to say, wow, the Lord's definitely in this place, and I didn't know it. The Lord, sisters and brothers, is in the heart of each one of you, loving you, holding you, testing your sacred vulnerability. The Lord is in the heart of this church, too, calling us to awaken to a new vision, to a new sense of hope and power. And in it all, we're called to love each other more, to trust one another more deeply, and to constantly check ourselves so that when the vision or the dream does come, we'll know that this is sacred space and sacred time. May God bless you and keep you, and may God give you great dreams and visions in the coming days. Amen. Holy and amazing God, we gather from our different places and locations in prayer this day, but our spirit is united in our commitment and our love of you. Our hearts come together knowing that there is no division when we are together in your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we come today, and each one of us comes from our own experience, our own time, our own process, and each one of us, frankly, God, each one of us today struggles. We're struggling as we see businesses shut down and the pandemic continuing. We struggle as we are frustrated with being quarantined and stuck in one place. We struggle as we miss family and friends. And God, we ask that you give us the strength to continue this struggle, but also that you give us the sacred vulnerability to find you in the crevices of this difficult time, to see you calling us forward to gracious love and calling us to be agents of healing in a difficult time. Nonetheless, God, there are those of us who are wrestling with brokenness in our lives. We have brokenness in our relationships. We have brokenness in the way we do things at work. And God, we sometimes are broken in even how we treat ourselves. And so we ask you, God, to pour out a spirit of mending, of healing, a spirit that will help us reassemble our hurting hearts and to come together as your people in a new time, in a new place. Where there are those of us who are sick, God, we ask that you give us healing. Those of us who are struggling with loneliness and isolation, help us to feel the power of your presence. And in all of it, God, help us to trust you, to know that at the end of the day, you have this and you have us held graciously in your blessed arms. We ask that you heal us, that you bring us forward, that you nudge us into a new way of living. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Me bororo o taki nei dhamuni. Me adhumai na numuni matintu. Me dhagana lo mamuni e urubura. Me baka sadhaga me lo malangi. Ni sile me piki mame na singongo na kakana e rotiki mame. Ni mokoda na ne mame palvalda. Me baka ki mame sa mokodo ti nononra. E rasai palvalda pe ki mame. Ni kakuni koti ki mame gine vere. Ka vambule ki mame mene dha. Ni sa numuni na matintu. Kena kaukaua, kena langilangi, sangani mundu. Amen.
Sisters and brothers in Christ, the time has come in our worship together where we return the blessings that the Lord has given to us. Now, it's kind of amusing. I always thought that we get everything we have from God, and all God asks is 10% back. Not a bad deal. But truly, the blessings we receive, we return to the faith community so that together we might continue the work of ministry, the work of building God's kingdom. Move us together as we give today, and help us, God, to unlock our generous hearts so that we might give for the benefit of the kingdom. We know that there are a number of ways for us to give in this time. There is a donation button on the website. We can help you arrange a regular bank account giving where the money comes out of your account on a regular basis. You can write a check and mail it to the church, or you can just drop it by. But I know that we have many faithful givers, and for all of them we are grateful. Let us now, as an act of worship and an act of praise, submit our offering in humility, in wonder, and joyful thanks for all that God has done for us. Praise God.
Great God of new beginnings, we offer these gifts to you as signs and symbols of lives committed to living in the currents of your love. Awaken in us a new sense of power as we give these offerings, so that in challenging days, we may arise as your people, doing your work in the joy of your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray, amen. Our closing hymn is, "We've a Story to Tell the Nations."
As we go this day, may God create in you a sacred vulnerability so that you might better experience the dreams and vision that God has in mind for you. May God hold you and keep you. May God distort our vision so that we can see the world in a different way. And in all things, may God heal you, hold you, and bring you home so that at the end of this day, we are together in God's love through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's in his name that we live, in his name that we go forward this day. Amen.